A man who knows if the ground is still frozen and if the water is just splurching right off it or if it's actually soaking in to do some good is Mr. Tom Casper, our guest host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm going to live, darn it.
I was listening to your description of me, and I was thinking, that sounds like I'm stuck in the mud.
Are you?
Well, I don't know.
I tell you.
I could be.
The only thing that saves us is that we have tiny dogs, because we are at mud season. We are at muddy paw season, and you can make all the mock you want about tiny dogs, but if you have to, you can pick them up. You can run them under the kitchen tap. You can dry them in a hand towel and set them on the floor, and they're clean and ready to go.
That's right.
And I dare you do that with your lab.
That's right. I do that with mine three times a day.
Yeah. Well, there are, I tell you, mud season. Oh. So, and speaking of, now how are we going to talk about this delicately? I saw something. It hasn't actually been manufactured yet, but I sent you the link. It's a thing that's like a Roomba, but let's just put it this way. Dog owners set it to go into their backyards, and it cleans up.
No kidding.
And yeah, and my mention to you in the link was, forget the electric wheelbarrow. This is the face of the future right here.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm looking for one.
My stepson posted it, and he said, take all my money. He's got big dogs. So, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose. Wow.
Exactly. So I think that's a pretty cool thing. So we have to try to, I don't know, do a GoFundMe for them or something so that they can get that little project up and running. You know, yeah. Larry mentioned that when I talked with Larry on Friday, I was curious about the precipitation and the moisture because our snow last week, of course, was so wet and so heavy. And he said, well, the ground's still frozen, so it's not really sinking in. Has the ground started to thaw at all?
Well, I think that just a little bit, but yeah, he's definitely correct. But any moisture that we get, certainly below excess, is a good thing because it helps fill our lakes and streams and things like that. And some of it, if it's snow, it's sitting there, of course, and as the ground thaws, it's soaking in. So we're really about on normal pace for snowfall for our season. So. And anytime we get snow, I think in March is a good thing because it's just kind of helping with getting into the soil and certainly helping our plants and things like that. So,
cool. Well, do you get out there and rototill the snow into your fields?
I'd like to. I really want to, and that's part of what I wanted to talk about today is. As much as we're getting anxious and all of us gardeners are looking out the window and in our yards and thinking, not quite yet, you know, as far as getting out and doing things in the yard, it's still a little early, although there are a couple things you can do now if you wanted to. And one of them is an ideal time to do it, and that's pruning fruit trees like apples and plums and cherries and stuff like that. We're really getting towards the end of the time when it's healthy to do that. So if folks are looking for something to do in their yard and they have fruit trees, now is really that optimum time to do it and getting close to the end of the time when they can safely do that without potentially introducing some problems into those trees. So a good thing to do this week would be with those warmer temps, get out and prune those fruit trees. Also can go out and clean up any of the trees and shrubs maybe that had got some damage over the winter if snow broke a branch or things like that. It's good to get that out now and kind of if there's twigs and stuff like that, you can pick those up in your yard, but it's definitely still too early to rake. If you do have a south-facing slope and it has little to no snow on it, it is still too early to rake. You can do some damage.
Now, somebody had already posted in one of the either outdoors or gardening groups that I belong to on social media that they'd found some, they said, it's like spider webs. And that's snow mold, right?
Right.
Okay, yep. But it's too soon to rake it. So you just, what, look at it and make faces at it, or get out there with a sponge and scrub it away?
In a case like that, snow mold, which is exactly what that person described, and folks will see it as their snow banks are receding, is some webbing on the tops of your grass and things like that. That you can go in and gently rake out now, and you really just want to break up that matting. It's a fungus or a mold, and that can cause some damage to your lawn and set its growth back and things like that. So that's one exception, and thank you for bringing that up. Is something that you can rake in the yard, and as it's showing out of the snowbank, just gently going in and brushing over the top of it. You can even use a broom if you want. You don't need to drive those rake tines into the ground or anything like that.
Oh, that's
really
a smart idea.
Just broom it. It's a matter of breaking up that matting or that webbing that you see. So easy enough to fix. And if you do that now or in the next few weeks as the snow is receding, it really saves you some potential problems down the road with your lawn. So, but the other thing I wanted to talk about is you know, this is that time for a lot of gardeners. We're really, for some of the things to be planted in our gardens, are really only about 6 or 7 weeks away. As now, if you haven't been planning for that, now's really the time to do that. And for our vegetables, they're really divided into two groups. There's cool season and warm season. And cool season are the things that we can plant when it's cooler, of course, which makes sense. The warmer ones are the ones you can plant when it's warm. And by that meaning, the things that cool season will take some frost while they're growing and actually don't mind it at all. Things like broccoli and cabbage and cauliflower and kohlrabi, peas, things like that, people can actually start planting in their garden usually around the first week of May if the soil conditions are right. So some of those things, like, or even Brussels sprouts we've talked about before, which in our region are long season crop. They take about 100 days to mature. If you can start those inside, you have a really good chance of harvesting good, nice-sized, delicious Brussels sprouts in late August to early September. So starting some of those cool season crops inside, and right now would be the time to do that, or in the next week or so, getting them started in a warm, south-facing window. And, you know, if they got good, viable seed, they're going to be up in a few days to a week or so and get those growing. Then folks can get those into their gardens in early May. And things like, you can also at that time direct seed things like carrots and radishes and spinach and some greens and stuff like that. So really, for those gardeners that really want to extend that season or extend the growing season, really start long before our first frost-free day, especially with those cool season crops. And again, starting some of those inside now, cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and then they can transplant out small seedlings in those earlier weeks in May. It really extends their opportunity to enjoy the garden. Now, those warm season crops that you so much, tomatoes and peppers and salsa, well, salsa isn't a crop, but anyway.
Well, it kind of is. Doesn't that sort of encompass tomatoes and peppers together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So those kinds of things, you can start those seeds if you're going to start them inside, probably early. The peppers here in the next week to 10 days, the tomatoes in early April. And those, of course, you won't want to plant out till there's no chance or very little chance of frost. So in our region, that's, you know, somewhere
July,
around the 10th of June. Yeah, somewhere around the 10th of June, depending on where you're at and if you have a microclimate and able to protect them if you put them out. Because, well, last year we got a frost the second week of June in eastern Duluth and towards the range and towards the North Shore. So you're going to plant warm season crops like vining the peppers, tomatoes, cucumbers, squash, watermelon, things like that. Start those in the not too distant future, but don't plant those out till there's no chance of frost, which I mentioned, or little chance of frost, which is, you know, well into the second week of June probably. So, but now is the time again on those cool season ones, and I'm sorry I keep saying that over and over, but now is the time on some of those you can actually get those seeds started, because you'll be able to plant them when it's cool out in May in your garden and be able to enjoy them earlier and more abundantly in the garden. So getting some of those started, or making that plan to get those started.
Well, you know you're raising them right. You know where they came from. You know you're raising them right. You know what they've had to eat. You know the climate they've been in, you know, that they've been exposed to. You know the music on KUMD that you've been playing for them to help them grow.
That's right.
You can do an experiment.
We talked about that a couple weeks ago.
You can actually do an experiment. You can play KUMD for one batch and don't play any music at all for the other batch and see which one does better.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
I think that would be a fun. I think I'm going to go back. You know, I've been thinking about going back to school, and here's my that's my research project right there.
Oh, okay. That'll be good.
That'll
be good. So. You can never get too much education, Mr. Casper.
I know. I learn that every day.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. Me too.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on, really. You know, we've talked over the winter about some of the fun things we've talked about. But now is really the time when we're going to start getting our hands in the soil and our feet on the ground or in some of the soil. So it's really that time to start thinking about what you want to do. And gardening, of course, with the pandemic and the concern about local food and food security has just really exploded in our region and across the entire United States. So folks looking to buy seeds, there's talk again of a seed shortage, so getting your vegetable seeds earlier than maybe you have in the past, and starting to think about what you're going to put in that garden and if you're going to grow things from seeds or if you're going to buy them from starts, buying them from somebody local that has spent time to grow those specific varieties that are hardy here and well acclimated for our climate is really money well invested in if you really want to enjoy things from your garden. So,
folks that had the chance to get started with a little gardening last year, maybe that was going to be their pandemic project, and maybe they just developed a love and a passion for it, and they've just been champing at the bit waiting to find something they could do. Here you go. Go get all your stuff. Get those little seeds growing. Find yourself a nice south-facing window, a nice a proper grow light, whatever, so that you can take good care of them. Make sure they get enough light, and get started on your garden.
Yeah, yeah,
what a cool thing.
It's a great thing that for those folks, like you said, that are really excited to continue that hobby that they started recently, and get that connection with the earth and certainly help with a little bit with the food bills and stuff like that too. So, and again, like you said earlier, knowing exactly what went into that plant that you're growing and enjoying.
Nice.
And certainly as gardeners, there's nothing more exciting than seeing that seed or that plant emerge from the soil, from the seeds you just planted a few days or a week before, to see that popping out. It really is a momentous sort of thing. So,
you know, what's still the funnest thing to grow ever from the seed standpoint is a bean.
Mm-hmm.
Swedish brown beans. I have some ancestral Swedish brown beans, and they grow and they just sort of make such a big production out of it, you know, and they have what's left of the bean shell kind of wrapped around their little heads, and you watch them poking up and it seems like they grow so much every day. And yeah, it doesn't really take much for things to be fun at my house.
That and washing little dogs.
Yeah, that's what we do at my house for fun.
That's
all right, TK,
roll.
Let's talk in a couple of weeks. And, oh, gosh, who knows? In a couple of weeks, we could have temperatures in the 60s. You never know.
Sounds exciting.
Or it could be another polar vortex. But
hey, stop that.
Our seeds are inside. They're all fine and safe.
That's right.
All right. Let's talk in a couple of weeks, TK.
Sounds good. Nice talking to you.
You too. Tom Casper this morning, our longtime host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, a regular feature of every other Tuesday here on KUMD.